All this fall in Russia, President Dmitry Medvedev has been calling attention to the country's dire political and economic situation. He has attacked bloated state-run corporations, which grew under his predecessor, now the Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin. And Medvedev has called for diversification and modernization of the economy. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Moscow, the road ahead is especially tough for smaller private businesses.
At a recent rally in Moscow, private business owners said they're crippled by lack of credit, corrupt courts, and greedy officials. They presented Prime Minister Vladimir Putin with a model of a sinking ship with the words "small business" etched on the side. Their modest numbers did not draw much attention, and that, says analyst Ovanes Aganisian, says it all.
The biggest problem that I see happened during the last 10 years is that people lost desire to be entrepreneurs in Russia. They see that they're much safer working for large government organization.
Oganisian, who's with Renaissance Capital, suggests the government might dislike small owners because they're more independent, while larger state-owned firms need little convincing to support government policies. But many of those government-friendly companies have not turned out to be productive, profitable, or innovative. Often, they have way too many workers. Now President Medvedev is saying, whoa, we need to modernize and diversify. Oganisian says rising unemployment in cities overly reliant on one industry should have been predicted.
It would have been wise to the government to spend some time 3-4 years ago to try to find these people jobs and find these people small businesses. It was not necessary to wait until the crisis.
Vladimir Petrov, whose company provides medical services, says banks don't want to support small businesses. He says they simply don't have the skills to evaluate business plans. Red tape, a boon for corrupt bureaucrats, continues to tie everyone up. For instance, getting a license to open a business should cost only $50, but it can easily end up totaling tens of thousands because of necessary bribes, if you're lucky. The mayor of Moscow recently held a meeting with owners of small and medium-sized businesses, hailing government efforts to provide them with affordable office and production space. A lot of real estate is still owned by the government. Auctions are supposed to make some of this available to small businesses. Yelena Strelnikova can barely contain her fury and frustration. She has a small factory producing compression bandages and needs to expand. But she says real estate developers pay off officials, pose as small businessmen, and scoop up the available space. She's watched it happen again and again. Yevgeny Chikvarkin, who started small and eventually developed Yevrosiet, a highly successful chain of mobile phone stores, should inspire. But instead, his is a cautionary tale. Ovanes Aganisian says large mobile operators use their government connections to force him to sell and eventually flee the country.
There are a lot of cases like this. On a smaller level, business becomes a little bit successful, decent money after all the problems with financing, with finding space. Then you face people who threaten you with police, threaten you with tax problems, and then the story starts.
For this story to have a happy ending, everyone says something finally has to be done about corruption. In the U.S. and Europe, government supports the development of small business in the belief it's the backbone of strong economies. But small businessmen here say even if the government provided money and contracts, most would be stolen before they got to them. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.